The United Nations has a new leading voice on human rights, Michelle Bachelet, a torture victim herself and former president of Chile. She was endorsed by UN member states yesterday to become the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Though she wasn't in the room, Michelle Bachelet had no problem getting support in the UN General Assembly.
It is so decided.
The 66-year-old is well-known in the UN hallways. She ran UN Women in between her stints as president of Chile. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he couldn't think of anyone more perfectly suited for the job.
At home, she has known the heights and the depths as the first woman to serve as the country's president, but also as a survivor of brutality by the authorities targeting her and her family many decades ago.
She takes office at a tough time, though, the Secretary General says.
Hatred and inequality are on the rise. Respect for international humanitarian and human rights law is on the decline. Press freedoms are under pressure.
Many UN diplomats praise Bachelet as up to the task, but in her statement, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley urged Bachelet to avoid the failures of the past. She wants the UN to focus more on Venezuela and Cuba rather than what she called obsessing with Israel. A former State Department official, Rob Bershinsky, was surprised by Haley's tone.
It just struck this hostile tone right off the bat with none of the normal diplomatic niceties of welcoming Bachelet into an important, big, new position, and thought that ultimately it just kind of reflected the United States coming across as looking like something like a bully.
Bershinsky, who's with the advocacy group Human Rights First, says the Trump administration's recent decision to pull out of the UN Human Rights Council could make Bachelet's job harder.
Without that voice there from the United States, those that care about these issues, that care about protecting minorities and protecting citizens in repressive countries, have all that much more work cut out for them.
Michelle Bachelet replaces Zayed Raad al-Hussein, a Jordanian diplomat who had run-ins with the Trump administration when his office criticized the U.S. practice of separating children from their parents at the southern border. U.S. Ambassador Haley accused the U.N. Human Rights Office of hypocrisy. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.